Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, we want to talk about how God is greater than any good thing. Here's our verses from 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, where we read this. So the Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated, and every man fled to his tent. There was a very great slaughter, and there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers. Also, the ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died. With superstitious confidence, Israel went to battle against the Philistines. They were confident because they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the battle with them, believing that it obligated God to fight for them. But God didn't share their superstition, and therefore, as we read in these verses, Israel was defeated. By the way, in the late 1970s, a five-line inscription was found on a grain silo in the ruins of Isbet Sarte. When it was deciphered, it was found to contain a Philistine account of this very battle, the capture of the Ark of the Covenant, even specifically mentioning the priest Hophni. This is the earliest known extra-biblical reference to an Old Testament event. In any regard, there were at least three reasons for this great defeat of Israel at the hand of the Philistines. First, the Philistines fought with the courage of desperate men. Second, the Israelites felt the battle would be easy with the Ark of the Covenant there, and they frankly didn't try as hard. Finally, God did not bless Israel's superstitious belief in the power of the Ark instead of the power of the living God. We often make the same mistake. We believe that if God is with us, then we really don't need to try so hard. We think that if God is on our side, the work will be easy. That may not be true at all. You see, for Israel, in 1 Samuel chapter 4, as it turned out, God did not feel obligated to bless the Israelites just because they took the Ark of the Covenant into battle. He wouldn't allow his arm to be twisted by the superstitions of the Israelites. God is a person. He's not a genie to be summoned at the will of man. Now, the loss was terrible. We read, "There fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers." There were many more dead than there were before they took the Ark of the Covenant into battle. The loss that prompted them to take the Ark resulted in the death of about 4,000 men of Israel. That's in verse 2 of 1 Samuel chapter 4. But with the Ark in the battle, more than 7 times that number were killed, including the two sons of Eli the high priest, Hophni and Phinehas. They were also killed. Worse yet, the Ark of God was captured, it says. This was worse than just losing a battle. The very object they thought would win the battle for them was captured by the enemy. Israel had made an idol of the Ark, and God allowed the Philistines to capture the Ark. God often deals with our idolatry today by taking the idol away. You see, we can make good things idols. There was nothing wrong with the Ark of the Covenant itself. God commanded them to make it, and it was important to Israel. He told them to put the tablets of the law, a jar of manna, and Aaron's rod that budded inside the Ark of the Covenant. Yet even a good thing like the Ark can be made into an idol. And God won't tolerate our idols. Now, the Ark of God was captured, as our verses say, but the God of the Ark was still on his throne in heaven, guiding these circumstances for his glory. Israel thought they could ignore the God of the ark and find deliverance in the ark of God. God showed them that he was greater than the ark of the covenant, and he's greater than any other good thing that we might make an idol. Brothers and sisters, guard your heart from idolatry today and keep trusting the Lord and not even a good thing, because God is greater than any good thing.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.